The latest from podnews.net. Podcoin, an app which promised to reward listeners to podcasts by paying them in Podcoins, has announced it will close on September the 24th. We covered its launch on December the 17th last year, and we mentioned that it didn't appear to have any way of earning money. Seems that they might have just worked that one out for themselves. In a Facebook post, Dave Jackson notes that Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend contains over 10 minutes of ads. In August, Conan O'Brien signed a mid-seven-figure deal with podcasting network Midroll. Belgian users of iTunes also see a Shows in English page, in case you're interested, says PodNews reader Jan, and in Germany, says Levin, and in Spain, adds Emilio. Merci, danke schön, gracias, everybody. Distributing your podcast to YouTube. Yesterday, we linked to data saying not to bother. Today, podcast host Red Circle explains why you should and highlights their YouTube integration. Craig Constantine, one of our excellent personal supporters, mentions that he wrote a deep dive into podcast RSS feeds a short time ago. It's worth a read. Culpable, a Tenderfoot TV and Black Mountain Media true crime podcast, is offering a $10,000 reward for more information surrounding the death of 21-year-old Christine Andriaccio of Meridian in Mississippi in the US. The podcast has also made it into People magazine. If you want to get your next podcast commissioned, the BBC and Podfront UK have given their advice as to how. There are three ingredients to a good podcast, says Jason Phipps: a strong issue or topic, a solid format, and great hosts to bring the discussion to life. Blueberry is giving away a year's free podcast hosting as part of a package that also includes a decent microphone and consulting. Blue Yeti has a new microphone out with a multi-purpose knob and real-time LED metering on the microphone itself. The Blue Yeti X comes out in October. And Listen Notes has announced that its Listen Alerts service, which is much like Google Alerts but for podcasts, will be a paid-for service from the 1st of October. The fee will be $5 a month for every 5 alerts. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.